Hello, and welcome to Marooned at Magbite's headquarters, day
306.
It's going to be years at this rate, I'm telling you. Anyway, how is everybody? Let me know.
I wish Johnny a hearty mazel tov.
Oh, is he number one again?
Yes.
Excellent, Jonathan.
Anthony thought he'd got him first.
Oh, so close, Anthony.
And yet so far.
I don't know if you heard the princess, just before the music started, she's discovered, what are they called? Tesco biscuit bones. And she's rather partial. She ate the first one quite slowly, didn't she?
You'll be sick.
No, she won't. Give me a black one. There must be a black one in there, a charky bone. They used to love the charcoal ones.
Maybe there aren't. Oh, there's a black one.
They're on the front. Look at that.
Well, what's on the box bears no resemblance to what's
inside.
Right,
we're doing high fives for this.
And there's a broken one.
Well done, girl. There we are. Charcoal bone.
That's your lot.
Oh, she's eating it in here, which means she's hoping for more.
That's three tonight.
You're annoying, Lola. But she enjoys it. Anyway, hello, Jonathan. Hello, Tracy. Hello, Anthony. Only just beaten Anthony. Next time it'll be yours.
Good evening, Jane.
Hello, Jane. How are you doing? Must have beat you. Snuck in while you were typing. This is the thing with Jonathan. You see, you wrote, oh, looks good, like I'm the first one hit. No. You just go in and say hi. As few characters as possible. Hence, Jonathan, sometimes there's only one letter. And we've got to guess what it means. Oh, was Tracy number two? You were, Tracy. Congratulations. Oh, Jane's washing up. Jane, you need people for that. I've got a person for that.
Yeah, it's
very
me.
It's very good at it.
But I've left the washing up till tomorrow.
I did give you a pro tip for that, though, didn't I, yesterday?
Yeah.
Because he'd run out of hot water and I said, well, when we eat, why don't you put the kettle on and then by the time we finish, it's done. That's how I do it.
Yeah, but there's too much tonight.
Is there?
There's three pans.
Oh, we had a technical question for Jonathan as well, didn't we? How long does the eye kettle take to boil if it's full? We're doing a scientific experiment here because the kettle's broken. Oh, as luck would have it, the kettle has broken just as Jonathan is going to do a review, isn't he? Have you finished? Have you eaten all that now? Oh, Daddy, that's gone.
You are not having any more.
No, you're not having any more. Listen to your father.
That's a lot of snow, Johnny.
Let him be bad parent now.
That'll have Simon and Mrs. Simon wanting to go to Yorkshire for a snowball fight.
Oh, wow. We'll have to have a look at this one. Oh, did you hear about the people that got done for that?
I presume that's from Mummy and Daddy Isaac's house.
Hello, Paul. How is it down under? No snow here, is there? Oh, just not on. And Jane would like a little genie to wash up. That's how I find it anyway. I have been known to wash up. But you see, I do it as I go along. I just have, as I'm cooking, I have been known venturing to the kitchen, the cooking word. I just leave a bowl of warm water and just put stuff in as I go. Mm. I learnt this after, and I'm sure we've got some pickies somewhere, haven't we? The first time we did Christmas dinner in 92, but we did it in November, you know, an early start. Do you not remember? We had Gran and
yeah.
Dan. And Dan was a family friend who'd come over from Ireland, and he'd come over for my graduation party, which was November. So we decided we'd have a Christmas meal, you know, replete with crackers, the lot, at Mike's flat. Well, Mike's cooker. How best to describe it?
Slow cooker.
You're not kidding. It would take 45 minutes to even half warm a tin of peas. It was hideous. Most useless cooker. Anyway, we managed to do it. But after we went back in, it was like, oh dear. It was a disaster zone. I'd not cleaned anything as I went. And because things were like, you know what Christmas dinner's like, everything needs to be done at the same time. Yeah, if this was in the same week, we'd have been doing well with this cooker. I decided a blowtorch would have been better afterwards. You know, I could have warmed four pans with the blowtorch while I was trying to attempt to get this cooker to comply. So after that, I learnt how to do it. Clean as you go.
That's a fair bit of snow, Johnny.
Right, let me have a look at this snow picture.
There's two. There's a video and there's a picture.
I think. Hang on.
Kim, does your mother know you swear? or curse, as you call it?
What's going on here?
I don't know.
I've just copied that. Though my machine's gaslighting me tonight.
Again. What?
Oh, wow. Jonathan, I'm on my way. Or I would be, you know, lockdown. That's fabulous. Wow.
Good girl.
It's hard to think that's only 60 miles from here, isn't it?
Mm.
Wow. Are they out having a snowball fight? You can chun her on, you're not getting any more. You chun her on to your heart's content. Hello, Sarah. One day when Marple changed my password to a curse word, almost never curse. So since my mother's in rehab and I can't watch her favourite TV channel. You sent her the MacBook Air. She says they keep asking for my password and I have to give her my curse word password. Oh, Kim.
My mum's TV's on the blink. Don't know what's up with it, but she's got a man coming next week. Meanwhile, she's discovered the iPlayer.
She has, hasn't she, on our computer. So she may never go back to the TV in the end. You never know.
True.
Oh. Jonathan says about 2 minutes because you don't have to stand waiting. It doesn't seem long at all. Hmm. Trouble is, Jonathan, the price went up again. You know, after Christmas, the price of everything has shot up. This is so they can have a sale in a few weeks, I bet. Oh, Anthony's had snow as well, but not as much as that. Oh, Kim, you are a naughty, naughty, naughty girl. Love that. That looks really nice on that car, you know. I love it when the car looks like that. I usually like take it off. That's the stuff I snowball with. I'm liking that. A good meme doing the rounds. Is this about Boris? In fact, there is one COVID piece of news I have to share with you. Oh, I saw that one. Yes, it's hysterical, that. It's a look on the girl's face. That'd be me, only 10 times as bad. That looks like that Japanese doctor that looked like he had Parkinson's and he was giving the vaccine. I'm mentally moving myself down the list by the second. No, the biggest COVID news, the worst COVID news since the start of COVID. And I don't know why they were doing this, but they were testing ice cream for COVID and it was COVID positive in China. Do you think China is just trying to export everything and kill a lot of us?
I don't know.
Ice cream can have COVID. Oh, no. Luckily, all the stuff we've got in was bought pre-COVID.
Hallelujah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Whether we'll get them is a different matter.
Not the lettuce.
No, the leeks. were out of stock last night. They're out of stock this morning. And I'm swearing and cursing, like him, about COVID and Brexit.
Yes, I know.
Well, I'll stick them in the order.
Put them in. I do like leeks.
Leeks.
You see, leeks, fennel, the stuff that's got some taste. But all they keep doing is sending, like, what was that naked lettuce
choy.
They had? And pak choy, which is like one step down from cardboard. Which I've got plenty of.
There's cabbage and leek.
Cabbage is pretty bland as well,
yeah,
though, isn't it?
And there's leek and potato soup mix.
No, I don't want potato. I don't like potato. Well, I do like potato. I love potato. That's a problem. I like roast potato. That's my favourite. So I steer away from potatoes of all descriptions. Safe to say no snow.
Sarah likes pak choy.
Wow, there was rain at the cricket. I'm ambivalent, really.
What, to rain at the cricket or pak choy?
Pak choy is just... Well, it didn't have any flavour, did it? Not by comparison to the fennel. Not when you're replacing it. You know, you've got fennel. Sorry, no fennel. Here's some pak choy. And it's not the same. It looks the same, apparently.
Well, you can hand it back to the driver if you don't want to.
Mm. Oh, Jonathan had leek and potato soup from Grandma. Mmm. I think we put it with the veg, didn't we, the pak choy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those things that was like...
Yeah, you didn't notice it.
No, I didn't notice it. It was just like, what's that green thing? Never mind, eat it. But that's the point. It didn't have the flavour that the fennel would have. And leeks have a nice flavour. And I see Sarah doesn't like fennel. Fennel's quite strong, I will admit that. Fennel
yeah, but
is
you,
an
can,
acquired
only, you
taste.
Can only get fennel from Asda. And that means I have to spend a minimum of £40 just for 75p fennel.
I know. The food bill shot up. And it's like, well, how much of this can we squeeze in the freezer? Yeah, but it's annoying, isn't it? And plus the fact you have to book the slot in hand for Sunday night. See what Tesco don't bring on Saturday. And last week was a farce. When you don't get Wendy, it's a fiasco. So we got hardly anything. There was a load missing, wasn't there?
Mm.
And then Asda have got to roll up on a Sunday and bring you what they didn't have. But the price of everything has like tripled because it's that time of year. And everything, like last, well, for the last 2 weeks, there's been the worldwide shortage of lettuce.
Can you stick that in the bin?
What is it?
It's a three-week-old quaver that I've just found on the floor.
Madam will be eating that because she'll persuade Jonathan she's starving, won't you? Look at her cheeky face.
You've had your dog food with a pig in blanket. You've had extra salmon skin. And you've had three biscuit bones.
Jonathan makes a very good point there, Mike. Fennel, 75 pence, delivery, 39.25.
Yeah.
That's why you're like, what can we get? Things like spices, you know, that you can put on a shelf. Or something that will freeze. We're going to need another freezer at this rate.
Well, a few steaks and salmon. A couple of bottles of wine.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so you know, Mike can always find something. Mm.
Some champagne.
There are a couple of snow fields in Oz. A good year when they actually have snow. Ooh. No, we've just got rain. Rain, rain, rain and rain. Ooh, Jane's been doing the Tesco thing.
Yeah.
Haven't been in a shop in many, many months. Neither have we. Not that that's unusual for me. But I had taken to accompanying Mike. And the last time we went shopping, I can tell you exactly when it was. Wasn't it when we came back from Warrington and we went to Stretford?
Yeah.
We were at a ladies' night at Warrington. Actually, it was more Limway, wasn't it? But never mind, we won't split hairs. So we were coming back and at the time the shops were open 24, well, Tesco was open 24/7, except Sunday. So I said to Mike, you know, mindful of what was about to happen, because this was the 6th of March, I said we could do with getting soap and hand sanitizer and some food. So we had, and at the time toilet rolls were going out of fashion. So we headed off to Tesco in Stretford on the main road near Old Trafford. And they had loads of toilet rolls, didn't they, in the middle, all wrapped up.
Mm.
So we did a bit of a shop, no hand sanitizer. And that was the last time. But I did have hand sanitizer with me, didn't I? So we went in there and we were all in our finery. Mike was in a dinner jacket and a dicky bow. And this guy stopped us, didn't he? And he said, I heard they were classy round here. So we did quite well there, but when we came out and everything was in the car, it was like hand sanitizer. So we used pretty much the entire bottle. So Amazon have been keeping us going. Morrison's at the beginning because you couldn't get a slot, could you?
No.
But Morrison's did us proud. That's on Prime now. And Asda. So pretty much it's like a regular thing now. So Thursday night is like listening to Mike. And it's like the old football thing of... yes or oh no, and that's because they've not got something in stock. So the last 2 weeks not being great, but other than that they did okay, didn't they? And they did okay over Christmas, although they are limiting you to certain numbers of items, which is annoying. That's annoying.
I've booked a Friday night slot at the end of the month instead of a Saturday night slot.
Why?
Because if I get the stuff on Friday and then I get Asda on Saturday, then we don't have to bother about Sunday.
Oh, right. I'm assuming he's coming before 9 o'clock, though.
Yeah. I've got the 7 to 8 slot.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Yeah. Then I can report back in marooned.
Whether it's Wendy. Logical here. Look at Jane. This is logical. Not done a supermarket shop since March. Only been in the post office and the pharmacy. Because we talk about COVID idiots a lot on here, Jane. Pretty much everybody in the government and some other people as well. And they're just meandering around, like the people you saw at the park yesterday. Mike decided not to go in the park. He'd just walk by the park. And there were these people who obviously weren't from the same household because they were wishing each other a happy new year. Hugging, no masks. It's like, head desk, what's wrong with these people?
Here's a question.
Right, go on.
When do you stop wishing somebody a happy new year?
Well, the way 2021's gone, when it started.
Because I don't think Jane's been in since New Year. So
happy new year, Jane. No, but...
No, I wish somebody happy new year at work yesterday. And we had our team meeting and the boss wished us happy new year. He said, for those who I haven't spoken to in the last 2 weeks.
I thought you were going to say the last 2 months, though. But, you know, it proves the point. You don't have to be in the same place to work. Because, you know, work's going on anyway.
Johnny finishes at 12 o'clock, January 1st.
You see, that's logical. That's logical. But Kim's got a point as well. 2023. That's when I'll get my vaccine, you know. Hugging, oh, good grief. Tell me about it. It's like I said to Mike, you have this vision that there are a stubborn percentage of people who are like denying that COVID's a thing and they're going around doing whatever they want. But those people, I would say that probably wasn't a deliberate thing. It was probably just like they're friends and they've met up and they've not seen each other since before the new year. So they say Happy New Year and then it's natural that you probably want to hug each other. But, you know, stop yourself. It's as simple as that. Stop yourself.
That's what they're trying to tell footballers. But apparently it's an emotional game.
I heard that. And they
can't stop.
They shouldn't be playing. Simple as that. But I don't think they meant any malice. I just think that it's so automatic. I mean, do you remember when we went to give that checkout at St. Joe's? We went to a different church, not our church. I've told you this, but it's so relevant. Because even I'm thinking, oh, God, I don't want to shake hands. There's this bit in Mass where it's like you say, peace be with you, and you shake hands. And luckily, the priest, way more savvy than ours, who never says anything, just leaves you to it, had come out and said, if you don't feel comfortable shaking hands, you don't feel comfortable taking Eucharist, then don't. It's not a problem. He said, there are other ways that you can acknowledge each other, like with a nod of the head, you know, or a wave. So he'd kind of... He came out before Mass to tell us that. So you'd had the whole of the first half of Mass to ponder it. Well, the lady behind us must have been 90 if she was a day. And I was thinking, you know, even if I don't want to shake hands, which, you know, quite frankly, I don't. But she might. And then she might feel offended if you don't. So when it came to that point, Mike and I shook hands with each other. Obviously, we're in the same household. And then we very gingerly, carefully turned round and looked at the woman behind us. And she looked absolutely petrified. So I kind of did the little bit of a wave and nodded my head. She looked so relieved. So I think a lot of it is like peer pressure. But I mean, how many more people have to die before you get the idea that hugging, not a good idea? Just saying, not a good idea.
Right, explain this to me.
Oh dear, he's shopping again.
Yes, he's shopping again. Right, I'm logged in one browser to Tesco. Mm-hmm. They know who I am.
Yes.
I've got a club card. I get reward points. I do lots of shopping there.
Bless.
They've got a record of the fact I've been shopping there for a long, long time.
Yes.
Yeah? So it's like a loyalty bonus. My loyalty bonus for being logged in is that leaks are unavailable. But on the outside the paywall, in another browser, it says that leaks are available.
Yes, but they're lying. If you put the leaks in the basket...
Could I track and drop from one browser to another?
No, it doesn't work like that, Mike. You're just going to have to accept. If they've got leaks, they've got leaks. And if they haven't, they haven't. There you go. Crying out loud.
I remember when you said to me a long time ago about shopping, I don't understand why it takes you so long.
Do now. Okay. Expectations firmly realigned. See, Anthony says Tesco's have been very good. They have, actually. Yeah, it's Leak Gate, Simon. And that's on top of Lettuce Gate a week ago. You see, Jonathan had a problem. Hard to get leeks for Grandma this week. And you know how picky Grandma is. Do not cross Granny Isaac's. Not a good idea.
I had a load of reward vouchers, Sarah, which I kept back and ended up getting about £20 off the bill. It was quite good.
You see, that's worth a few bottles of wine, that.
Mm. That's worth a few Tweetbots.
Yes, it is. We shall price the food in Tweetbots. If you've no idea what
the
Tweetbot is.
Wasn't that Jane that started that?
I think it was the price of the Tweetbot upgrade, wasn't it? A new version of Tweetbot came out. I think it was about £12. People went absolutely orbital that there was any kind of...
It was £13.
Was it 13?
It was 13.
So we decided we'd measure everything in a Tweetbot. So how much is a lettuce in a Tweetbot? See, it's less than one Tweetbot.
What did you do, Jane? I think it was your suggestion about Tweetbots, the new currency before Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Oh, talking about Bitcoin.
Oh, that was a classic.
Did anyone see the story yesterday? A guy had thrown away a hard drive in 2013, and he's now trying to get his local council to give him permission to go to the tip and get the landfills dug up, because this hard drive has got bitcoins on which are worth something like £200 million.
About £250 million, and he's offered a reward of £55 million for anybody who can help him get this hard drive back. I mean, it was a funny enough story when you didn't know when it was, but when you say, and then like the punchline is it was 2013, you're like, really. What kind of idiot? This is the problem with Bitcoin, isn't it? Mm. Oh, my.
That's why Elaine...
No, I don't ever throw a hard drive away. But I've got no Bitcoin anyway. No. Oh, Jonathan doesn't mind sitting on the sidelines and coordinating efforts for 20 million. Absolute bargain. Stick of the dump. Oh, well done, Jane. Oh, dear me. It's just, I mean, if you are savvy enough to be buying Bitcoin back in 2013, one would have thought you would be savvy enough not to throw the hard drive away with said Bitcoin on. Plus the fact, I thought the way it worked with the blockchain, surely there's a record somewhere that you own it. This is what's a bit barking mad with that kind of currency, isn't it? I much prefer like a shoebox under the bed. The trouble here is when you do that, because Mum did that, about 6 months after she died, you'd open a drawer and there'd be like a little box in it. You'd open it and there'd be like £500 in £20 notes that went out of date 3 years before. Then you've got to head off to the bank with them and explain where you found them. Do you remember that? Mm. And it was, well, I can't actually exchange it for you, but you can pay it into an account, and you feel like the great train robber. But they did actually oblige and take hold of it. That was Mum all over. She liked like contingency funds, handy. Probably out of Dad's reach, because you know what he was like. If he had any money, he'd buy a drill. You might be wondering why one man needed 9 drills. We have no idea, because he never actually drilled a hole with them. He just was like that kind of bloke that liked tools.
Normal leeks, £2 a kilo. Sliced leeks, £3.43 a kilo. I think I'll slice them myself and save the money.
Do you know carrots are like that? You know, like a reasonable sized carrot?
Yeah.
5p. And then you get pre-processed carrots, £2 a bag.
I've been buying normal carrots and slicing them myself.
Mm. Oh, now you see, Anthony could be a millionaire by now. In the early 90s, and it was worth 0.00000 recurring 1p. Could have been rich. That could well be worth like a million now. Oh, and in 2005, Kim was invited to be included on the blockchain for Bitcoin. Turned it down. This is why I'm not rich. You are rich in other ways, Kim. Money does not buy peace, happiness or health. As has been proved with the COVID thing.
I think I got more than 10 emails on that poll. I think they have all gone in the spam. I was going to say, I think Google's filtering has gone up the swanny, but they are going in the spam.
It went mad over Christmas, and I also noticed there's been a huge increase in spam.
Yeah.
I would be getting something like maybe 2 or 3 a day, and now it's like 25 a day.
Tell you what, I'm not getting any more.
Go on.
Viagra spam.
Oh, that's old hat.
Yeah. That's because Pfizer are concentrating on...
Pfizer are causing problems. Because now they've given... I said this would happen, didn't I?
Mm.
Just for those who are not in the UK and completely unaware, blissfully ignorant, as I call it. I said if they gave out this first vaccine, there was a moral obligation when you've rocked up, you've let them give it to you, the first one, on the basis you get the next one 3 weeks later, as per the instructions from Pfizer. And then they say, change the rules halfway through the game. So now you're getting it in 3 months. Now Pfizer can't keep up with production. So those people who have had the first one, and it was Pfizer, the whole logic of making them wait 3 months is so more people can have the first dose. But if in giving the second lot of people the first dose, there's none left to give the first lot of people the second dose, what's the point? God, if the right knew what the left was doing. If only. But clearly not. You wouldn't want a COVID test from a scammer. Absolutely not. You made the mistake of unsubscribing and now they've tripled. Don't unsubscribe from anything. Just leave it alone. It's like a way of testing that you're there. I had a similar experience with... I had an iPhone 4 and I upgraded to a 6. Or a 6. Is it a 6 Plus? Can't remember. It was a 6 of some description. And I needed a completely new SIM. But I had an old phone and I wanted to take the SIM out of that one and put it into the 4. And then obviously I got a 7 Plus, etc. So I always have another phone that's like one revision back from the phone I've got now. That's my backup device. And there are a few people who have that number, not to particularly ring me, but you know when a service needs a number. So I started getting texts from this gym. Trust me, there's no way I am at a gym. Built for comfort, not speed. Don't need a gym. So I thought, well, I'll block them. So I blocked it. Next day, another one and another one and another one. And I'm like, but I'm blocking this. Why is this not working? Now, at the point I got really fed up with it, we went into lockdown. Otherwise, I would have been at Vodafone's door knocking and finding out why me blocking it was, course, it was doing no good. And every one of the texts said, you know, text stop to this number. And I thought, I'm not falling for that one because that proves that you're there and you're annoyed. So they'll just keep sending them. Well, it went on for months and months. Thankfully, it would appear, touch wood, to have stopped. So I think if you leave it long enough without unsubscribing, it will eventually stop, but it's so annoying. It should be illegal, that. It should be a hanging offence as far as I'm concerned. Because, you know, you might feel like you're going to get these. Like Kim said when she got, is it robocalls they call them? And in the end, you're like, I need some sleep, so I'm going to have to turn the phone off. But if you do that, then you miss calls from important people, situations that you need. So that should be a criminal offence. It is some kind of thing over here where you can be fined. And there is a telephone preference service, but I mean, that's not exactly much use. I think Mum tried that. She didn't in the end get that many calls. There was actually probably more people knocking at the door than were actually calling. You know, like people who would just kind of do your path. Do you want me to do your roof? So when she was ill, I think it was the day she went in hospital, I said to Mike, I have had enough of people knocking on the door. So I got this sticker from Amazon and it basically said like police notice. It looked terrifying. Police and consumer protection something. And people stopped knocking. There was only actually two people ever ignored it. One was somebody who put in a collection envelope for the Heart Foundation. And the other one was this idiot from Macmillan. Macmillan is, I hate to even say this. It's Macmillan nurses, but they do not nurse. Trust me, they do not nurse. They are not nurses. There's the sign on the door. All right. Mum's dying in the front room and this imbecile knocked on the door and wanted to know if we wanted to make a donation to Macmillan. Oh, that was fun. He actually had, there was two of them. They never hunt alone. They hunt in packs. He actually had a woman with him. Oh, look at you, you big softy with daddy. He had a woman with him and she was being trained. So it was a great training experience, wasn't it?
Say hello.
Can you say hello, Lola? Oh, look at you. I think I might have to post one of those to... Oh, how about that one where you're half looking at the camera? There we go. Let's post that to Cloud Up if it's in a good mood. Is Cloud Up in a good mood today? It's not said no. Which is about as good as we can get, I think. Taking its sweet time, but if it gets there eventually. So I let Rip realign his expectations. Because they're not nurses. I was not making a donation anyway, but I think I did, in my own little way, donate to their education programme, didn't I? Tell you what, never knocked again. They did come back, because they do this thing every September, and they also have some other kind of thing going on at Easter. And they came back, and I said to Mike, he said, what are you doing? And there I am, like, in the kitchen, poised. I said, I'm watching, because I can see Macmillan. And they went to every house in the street and somehow they didn't come to ours. There was a part of me that was disappointed. No, Cloud App's not playing ball with me. Right.
You type a character. She's got a paw over the keyboard here.
Oh, you cutie. You total cuteness. Never seen us so compliant. Are you trying to get on the desk now? Oh, my God, she is. Hello, Lola. She's actually trying to climb on the desk. No, it's not posting that. So I will have to go and get it and send it to the Mac.
There we go.
And post it from there. Oh, my God. She's actually stood on the keyboard. You cutie. What's she doing up there?
Hello. Hello.
Do you know, I wouldn't have thought she'd fit on there. Are you going to talk?
And sit.
No, she doesn't want
get
to
down.
Sit.
Good girl.
No, I shall have to post. I shall have to send myself this message. This does annoy me on the phone. Why on earth does Cloud App log me out on a regular basis? In fact, it's there you go. I've logged you out again. You know, for your own good. Sign in with email. If I do that, it'll work. But why do I have to do it every 5 minutes? Launching Cloud App. By the time I've got to it, I'll have lost the will to live. Then you've got to go into 1Password. Then you've got to Face ID. Then you've got to choose which one that is. Then you've got to tap login. Whoa, I am logged in. So if I go and find the picture again, the one where she looks so cute, shall we do that again to Cloud App? Why just hang? Why not say to me, you know, why don't you log in? Instead of just sitting there like a Muppet. Right, you need a picture of Lola on the desk. I'm doing the best I can. Right, I think that one. This is where she's just climbed on top of Mike. So let me go get that image, and then I'll try and see what if I manage to capture one of her on the desk that's anything but not blurry. Not blurry. Look at that cute face. Just jumped into Daddy's arms, she did.
Yes. And she's knocked my IMAP all to a cock as well.
Oh, it is illegal. This is Anthony. It's against GDPR, but they're not in the UK. Can't do anything. This is the problem. Oh, postponing the COVID jab editorial.
Oh, look at that. Look at that face.
Have you seen anyone posting any of the personalised evangelising letter from the Jehovah's Witnesses? No, I haven't. Do share. I'll just have a look at the pictures that I've got and see if I can get one of her on the desk. Anthony's in a whole calling zone. That'd be cool. I think technically charity collectors are exempt if they're not selling. But if you see a house with a no cold calling sticker, you shouldn't be surprised if you don't get a good reception. I don't think Macmillan would have got a good reception anyway from me, to be honest, Anthony. The way they went on with my father was absolutely appalling. They ended up on the phone shouting at my mother. Now, if you can imagine, my mum at the time was 78, dad was 79, and he was dying. And he actually died within 2 weeks. So you can tell how bad he was. And I walked in from having been somewhere. And my mum's holding the phone, but she's kind of holding it like away from her ear. And they are screaming. I can hear every word. You're not listening to me. I thought, who in the right minds talks to anybody like that? But the wife of someone who's dying, when you are Macmillan Nurses, we care. Are you for real? I was so tempted to grab the phone, but I thought, if I do, she'll go mental. And she's just, well, and every time she went to say something, they just started saying she wasn't listening. I thought, well, she can't get a word in, to be honest. Eventually, I thought, I've had enough, I can't help it. And I took the phone off her. Yeah. Expectations realigned. I then told them what we wanted and hung up and said, get back to me within half an hour, and hung up. Slammed the phone down on them. And Mum, actually, I thought, I'm going to really get it now. Mum's going to go mental with me. And she just sat there and she'd like aged overnight. And she said, thank you. They just weren't listening to me. And I thought, how appalling to treat anybody like that. But somebody younger comes on the phone with a bit of an attitude and they comply. They rang back 20 minutes later. Everything was fine. Sorry about that. And I thought, oh, you know, why did you? Because it's not, you can't just say sorry and it go back to how it was. It had really shaken Mum that someone could speak to them like that. So if you can imagine my abject horror, 12 months later, she's in the front room. We've already been told she's got days to live. And Macmillan knock on the door. So I've realigned their expectations and put them straight on exactly, you know, like we help people when they've got cancer. And I said, that's handy because I've got my mum in the front room and she's dying. Would you like the whittle bag or the poo bag? And they just went like, what? I thought, yeah, picked on the wrong house, haven't you? And then there was the question of, and can you actually bloody read? And pointed to this sign. I tell you what, it was definitely an education. It was a Peter B moment. If you remember when we played Peter B a few weeks back, the BT guy. That was a classic. Right, let's have a look. Let's see if I can get this picture of Lola on the desk. I tried my best. Is she on the desk on any of these? Let's have a look. And is she blurry? She's blurry as heck on that one, but Mike's got a big grin on his face. Oh, look at that face. I think that one's a possibility. Let me try the others first. No, I think that one. Well, she's eyeballing Mike. I think that one. I would not have believed she could have got on the desk, tell you. Oh, that was a moment. Right. God, it takes its time. Come on. Right, it's been uploaded, which means it's on the clipboard, which means, technically speaking, I can get the link and paste it into you. There we go. Lola on the desk. Oh, Friday night at MacBytes headquarters, eh? Ooh, if you look in the top right-hand corner of that, where the magazines are on the shelf and the two bottles, that's the bottle of cleaning fluid that Simon recommended. Well, it's some of it. Obviously, it was the 5-litre one that I bought and I decanted it into the square bottle on there. But obviously, the star of the show there is Lola. Nose to nose with Daddy. Look at the state of that. Right, I'm going to have a look at that, Simon. I swear these people. It's no respect for your house, is it? What on earth is this? Right, I'm bringing it over. I'm zooming in. Writing to you because many people have been very concerned about the present world situation. Some ask, what does it all mean? What does the future? God almighty. You'll find answers after a question visiting the website by contacting Joy. Thing is, it looks like a proper letter, doesn't it, from someone who actually cares.
Mm.
I hope to call again one day and talk. The best thing I ever heard about a Jehovah's Witness. They made the mistake of knocking on the door of a friend of ours. And they started spouting about the Bible. This friend of ours is the deacon. We've got two deacons. One is the one who doubles up as an undertaker. It's like Mr. Ben. He changes his outfit about 9 times a day. He actually did the funerals for my father and mother, but particularly my father. He then got changed and did the eulogy. Then when we got back to the Undertaker's, which was where we were having the soiree afterwards, he changed again and he started serving the tea. Our deacon's amazing. But this one, this is the other deacon. So a deacon, a deacon can be a baby priest and they go on to become a priest. But a deacon is as far as a married person can go. So this deacon was, they usually have another full-time job. And his full-time job, and he absolutely loved it, was an RE teacher. So he had studied to beyond doctorate level, the Bible. And these JWs knocked on the door. So he wanted a bit of fun. So he invited them in. They thought they'd got it made. They start spouting to him about this bit of the Bible and that bit of the Bible. And the funniest thing, he sat them down and he said, right, let me now explain it to you. And he had them there for 3 hours. They never got a word in edgeways. They were begging to leave. He's blacklisted now as well. They don't knock on his door anymore either. I'm glad you like the picky. Isn't she cute? She's never done that before. No idea why. Oh, I can't call because of COVID. I've been breathing all over this letter instead. There's stickers on there as well. I haven't had a letter from them. Mind you, would I know? If it hasn't got, if it's not from the electric company, the gas company, the bank, or Dogs Trust with our sponsored dog, it doesn't get opened really. Or in a magazine. But they've actually stopped shipping the magazines in plastic bags. They started putting them in some kind of waterproof envelope. That's good because you can't see what it is. And, you know, I mean, it's not a dodgy magazine. It's a Mac magazine. But, you know, if people see that being delivered, then they know that you've got a Mac in the house. Or more than one. So I'm glad that that's in a different kind of bag. But apparently it's supposed to be safer. I don't know if it can live longer on plastic. I've no idea. I've no idea. The world's just getting crazy by the second, isn't it? So I need to read that thing about postponing your vaccine. I don't blame you, Kim. I really don't blame you. I every time I hear something about the vaccine, I mean, I was absolutely horrified when they said 3 weeks and then they said 3 months. That to me is obscene because it's not being tested in that way. Now, on top of that, Pfizer are saying they're having trouble keeping up with the vaccine that they need to make, which means 3 months from now, when you've had your first Pfizer vaccine, like Mike's mother, then what? Oh, sorry, we've run out of that one. You have this one instead. They've certainly, if they've not tested leaving a gap of 3 months, they sure as heck haven't tested mixing via vaccines. But what they have said about that is, yeah, you shouldn't. Well, that's enough for me. So I'll wait. I think that the vaccine should be in like a two pouch thing where you know that that's the other half of your vaccine. Obviously, the problem with that with the Pfizer one is you've got to keep it at minus 70 and you can't do that if it's attached to the other one. But they should have thought about this before they started doling it out. There's probably only me and Kim backing off down the queue. I used to do that as a kid, you know. You know how little I enjoyed PE, phys ed. I enjoyed proper sports. So football, hockey, netball, tennis. Oh, yeah. But this poncing around in a gym and hanging, you know, off a rope by one arm. Not me. Not me at all. So what I used to do was I said to Mum that I didn't enjoy it. And you know what she's like. Don't do it then. So she said, right, here's what you're going to do. She gave me a packet of sweets. Not to sit there and eat them, unfortunately. She said, just buy your way to the back of the queue with them. So every time I, you know, there were people like six in front of me, I'd say to the one behind, do you want to go in front? Here's a sweet. And I would buy my way to the back of the queue like that. I'm pretty much doing that with the vaccine. I can do everything I need to do from here. So I honestly do think there are a lot of people who should be before me in the queue. People who have no choice, like doctors, nurses, vets, teachers, retail staff, drivers. They should all be ahead of me. Admittedly, you know, if my job meant I had to go out and I can't do my job and therefore I can't pay my bills, then I'd think differently. But That's about all I can actually do to help, which is let everybody else who needs to go before me go before me. I'll be last in the queue. And can we make sure that there's two doses 3 weeks apart? Thank you very much. Or even one dose. Poncing around in a gym. Oh, Simon, it was dire. You see, I don't know if the lads had this, because mine was an all-girls school. But the poncing around in a gym was literally, okay, today's PE lesson, we're going into the gym. Pick a letter of the alphabet and do that in interpretive dance around the equipment. And I remember that one because I just remember being absolutely horrified. If you can imagine, you're 13 years old, you're sat in the gym in your knickers and a T-shirt thinking, you know, is this all there is to life? And you've got to, for half an hour, make a letter of the alphabet in interpretive dance around the gym equipment. And I remember thinking, is this going to cure cancer? It shouldn't be allowed. Oh, Kim says she's continually impressed by my dirty hacks. How did you think to go to the text editor after the spreadsheet for the days in Notion? When did I do that? Well, remind me. How did I think to go to the text editor after the spreadsheet for the days? Was that last week's? Because I have no recollection if it was. Or was it one of the earlier ones that I did? Dirty hacks are basically you sit there banging your head on a brick wall. And then once you've just about given up, you'll think of one more thing and that'll be the thing. And you think, why couldn't I think of that 4 hours ago? Which actually happened this week. That did actually happen. I shall share that in after hours. Oh, now Simon... My school gym experience was often throwing a medicine ball at each other so hard when the teacher wasn't looking to see who was the first person not to be able to get back up. We didn't have medicine balls. We did have, it was pretty well known this, that the PE teacher managed to get two basketball stars who had moved from the States. I think they were maybe like mid-30s, so they were maybe past... their prime playing days, but they moved to Manchester to, I think it was train and play for a basketball team that had been set up here. And she was very friendly with them, if you're with me, particularly one of them. So she managed to get them to come to school. Obviously, we'd played netball, but netball, not basketball. And we did this like session with them. They were pretty good. And they actually managed to teach us the basics. And you know how you can like spin the ball on your finger? Yeah, we did all of that as well. But that was like the fun stuff. The stuff we actually had to do in the class. No, not good. But no, we didn't have medicine balls. And can you just remember the kind of the odour? She went into the equipment room at the gym. There was a definite odour. We do. I tell you what, we did have in the store cupboard. And again, who was using these things? We had fencing masks and like body suits. Never saw any foils or anything, but we actually had those. What were they for? Anthony remembers being at a school awards thing and the dance group were doing a demo. They just looked like they were moving bits of set around when they stopped. Apparently that was the performance. We had a dance group. They didn't use much in terms of equipment, but I do remember being subjected to an interpretive dance of the War of the Worlds. Thank God the music was good because the dance was diabolical. It was just like wafting with ribbons. Honestly, terrible, terrible. If you were caught fighting at school, you'd have to take it to the gym to finish it off legally with gloves on. Oh, do you know, I missed all this, Simon, at an all-girls school. It was all very refined. You know, more tea, madam. Let's do some sewing. Come along, girls! Oh, no, I would have much rather. My first
girls
year...
Girls still fight. Hmm? Girls fight.
I can honestly say, yes, they do, but girls are mean with it.
They pull hair and bite.
Yes, but...
The girl ones bit me.
That's just one of you women, mate. She's just overawed.
And
with
I don't
you.
Mean Lola.
Oh, she's bitten you.
Oh, she has.
It was your fault. You grabbed the other end of chicken and then she missed. She took a chunk out of chicken. Chicken's not been the same since. We need to get out a new chicken, I think. Don't you?
Yeah.
No, girls are craftier with it. Girls don't particularly start like a scrap where everybody stood around them going scrap, scrap, scrap.
Scrap, scrap,
scrap. No, girls are just, like you say, devious with it. So you very seldom got caught because you were just devious. No, you wouldn't get that. You wouldn't get that these days, Simon. Oh, Tracy did fencing. Until the school were informed the girls had to have special breast protection, they couldn't afford it. I wouldn't think that just right. In fact, that's utterly ridiculous, isn't it? Because the way, I mean, that's a kind of discipline thing. So the idea is you're not just wafting a foil at each other. You're actually supposedly doing it properly.
You've had your treats.
And if you think about hockey, there was no special breast protection there. You had your kickers and pads on, but nothing on the body, and that could have been downright dangerous. You see, Jane never saw a fight at school, always went to all-girls schools. I'm glad that I did go to an all-girls school, because my primary school was mixed. First one was Catholic, so you had to behave, because, you know, the priest was on site. And he knew, he convinced you he could see through walls, so you had to behave yourself. Then I went to this school for 18 months. That was a mixed one. And then my first year of what we would call high school or grammar school was a mixed one. It was a nightmare. The boys were just... I could see the benefit of being educated separately, put it like that. They would just run round and snap bra straps and stuff. I mean, that's actually happened recently. And it's a kind of sexual assault and they have to go on a course. Oh, if only it had been like that in
my diversity.
You were aiming very pointy things at one another's chests. True, true. But even so, you know, surely, Tracy, back in the day, it would have been, and here's one that Blue Peter made earlier, when you could have just used some frosty boxes. Because, you know, that's pretty much what you did for everything else. The hockey balls are very hard. They're more like a kind of cricket ball, aren't they? As a goalkeeper, I can assure you, and I didn't even have a helmet. So I had no helmet, no visor. And you moved fast. You learnt to move fast, I can assure you. I did break a finger once. No, I didn't see a doctor. But can I tell it was broken? Oh, yeah. It was black and at a very strange angle. So I reset it myself, got it straightened up and strapped it to the one next to it with a lolly stick. And it was fine.
She's hard. Terry Butcher.
Can I just say I was in the middle of a tournament and I wasn't being carted off anywhere. We won the darn thing.
Les Seeley.
Exactly. Oh, my word. Aren't the ends blunted? I like to think that they would be. Don't they have something on the end, like a little rubber ball or something? Or are they actually sharp? And Sarah was covered in bruises after playing hockey. Yeah, but it good times. Good times, though. Oh, did you not have shin pads, Jane? In my day, you were encouraged to have shin pads. And the other thing that they wanted, that there's hockey boots, isn't there? Which are like a canvas thing that go over your ankle. But they told you to buy football boots because these canvas things, these hockey boots, the studs on the bottom were moulded in. You didn't unscrew them to clean them and everything. And they let in water, whereas the football boots didn't. So I actually remember going into a sports shop and I was after a pair of football boots and shin pads and the elastic tie things for your socks. And the guy's looking at me. I said, it's for hockey. He went, right, fine. And I said, well, we're at it. I need a pair of goalkeeping gloves. So you learnt to be fast because that was all you had. All you had was your goalkeeping gloves. But they weren't the kind that you see now where they're padded to glory. They were literally just a pair of goalkeeping gloves that had like rubber strips on. And that was it. But you did learn to move fast. Oh, you don't think there's enough to go around the whole team. Yeah, that's typical, isn't it? Typical. Andrew remembers watching a film where American boys playing hockey in body armour and the British girls playing just wearing the normal PE clothes. Absolutely we did. Yeah, you were lucky if you had anything else. I did have shin pads, but that was because sometimes I was the goalie. So sometimes you'd go out and it would be like, oh, it's not a proper match. And the next, so you didn't take your kickers and pads, which are the things that look like cricket pads. And the kickers are like, if you can imagine like a slipper with only the top bit, only in hard leather, really huge, big enough to take like the tip of your foot and the studs that are on your boots underneath. And then they had like a leather strap and then they went on the back. So you wouldn't take that lot out if unless you really were having a match. And then all of a sudden it'd be, well, let's have a match. And then I'm in goal and I've got no protection whatsoever. So I did get a pair of my own shin pads. Ah, Tracy bought football boots too. Football boots were much better made. They didn't go up the ankle as high, but you could get ankle protectors as well. So it used to take about 25 minutes to get ready. By the time I'd got everything strapped on. And then you had to make a decision. Did you put your boots on? Well, obviously you put your boots on. But after you got your boots on, did you put your kickers and pads on and then go out? Or did you carry them up to the field and put them on there? Because if you put them on where you could sit down and actually strap them up properly in the changing room, we then had about a half a mile walk. Well, honestly, you look like a robot with rust when you're trying to walk. You can't bend your knees. So you're literally like, if you can imagine moving your leg from the hip and swinging it round and then swinging the other leg round, you look like something off Robot Wars, I'm telling you. But if you carried them out, you had nowhere to sit down to actually then put them on, because sitting on the floor wouldn't do it. Oh, fabulous, fabulous times.
Tired and stuffed, Mummy.
Yes, it's all the biscuits, but you enjoyed it, Lola. No body armour for Sarah. No, not surprised. And you couldn't, others couldn't wear it. There were quite a few injuries, though. I'm surprised that would actually still go on. You see, and Simon got injured. Injured his knee, badly playing rugby at school. After 2 weeks at home, was given crutches. First day back at school, tried to go downstairs and fell down the whole flight. 2 more weeks off. Oh, Simon, I'm sorry, but isn't that just typical? How long did it take you to waddle up to the pitch? Well, the thing was, you know, if you weren't there, then you'd get a detention. So I'd have to try and... It was a waddling run, Tracy. It was very unedifying, I'm telling you. Terribly, terribly bad. What surprised me was, I mean, again, this wouldn't happen now, I don't think. There was a whole block of flats that they built that overlooked our gaming area. And I always had this vision of somebody... I mean, can you imagine now? Somebody would record it and put it on TikTok or something. It would be so embarrassing. So probably about over 5 minutes, I would say. Everyone else might kind of jog up there, but you couldn't really jog wearing that lot, could you? The only thing I wasn't carrying was a helmet because I didn't have one. But if I'd have had a helmet as well, I'd have needed a little golf cart. Why wasn't I given a golf cart that I could have driven up there on? That much better idea. The thing that gets me, Tracy, I don't know if this happened with you, but I ended up playing. Their goalkeeper got injured and they desperately needed another one. And my PE teacher played for them. She was an England player, England hockey. I don't think she was captain, but I think she could have been deputy captain at hockey. And she said, well, you know, there's a girl at my school who plays in goal. She'd be good. I'll ask her. So I got co-opted onto this team, Timperley it was. And they were like in the first division, very near the top. So it goes along. I'm thinking we're training. In other words, skills training. So, oh yes, put your kickers on, put your pads on, put the rest of it on. So I'm out there, you know, literally can barely move. We gets outside and she said, right, let's do our usual warm-up. And I thought, well, you know, it's my first time here. What do you mean usual warm-up? We'll go for a mile run. I thought, we're in this lot. Are you kidding me? And she, no, she wasn't. So that didn't last long. Oh, when Tracy was a field player, she had some dark blue knickers that you kept from junior school. You kept specially to stop decent ogling. I got my mum. My school skirt was purple. Like day glow purple. It was obscene. So I said to my mum, I could do with a longer gym skirt. And they don't make longer gym skirts. So she said, leave it to me. So she went out and she got a skirt. It was blue, but it was exactly the same style. They were like pleated all the way round with a wrap over at the front that was unpleated. And the only thing was it was navy blue instead of purple, which I quite liked anyway. And she said, I'll cut it down. So this was like a normal length skirt below the knee. She said, I'll cut it down to whatever size you want, whatever length you want. So I'm like, it's not bad, is it? It's mum. She's like, it's not a gym skirt, though, is it? Said, no, no. She said, it's got to be above the knee. And I'm like, no, I think we could get away with it a bit longer. I just wanted it long. And in the end, you had to wear this gym skirt. I mean, this is politics for you, isn't it? You had to wear this gym skirt. It ended up probably about 5 to 6 inches longer than the official one, but I got away with it, so I could get away with it. And I still wasn't comfortable in it. And I think the older that I got, the less comfortable I was. So I decided, having watched England matches, the keepers tended to wear tracksuit bottoms because you've got these straps on. And if you can imagine really thick leather straps, think of like a straight jacket, only they're on the back of your legs. They hurt like heck if you kind of twist strange. So I said, I will be wearing tracksuit bottoms from now on. Oh, it's school rules, you've got to wear the skirt. I said, that's fine, I will be wearing the skirt as well, over the top of the tracksuit bottoms. I set a trend. That then became the norm. But, you know, it's the length of these skirts was positively indecent. So I totally agree with Tracy. The things you had to do. I'm hoping it's not like that anymore. Good evening, Pete. How are you doing? Have you had your vaccine yet? I've told them yours is coming, mine's coming your way. So hopefully. An anorak and a cagoule. Do you want to wear the skirt? Isn't it ridiculous? Oh, it's totally ridiculous. Honestly, you'd think, as I stood there, I'm like, right, I'm dressed. And then you think, oh, now I need the skirt, don't I? But you didn't. It was just an ornament. You certainly didn't need it for anything. And mine wasn't even the same colour as the rest of the team's. Because although it should have been purple, you know, they kind of bent the rules enough that the kit was, the entire uniform was so expensive that they had to provide an alternative. And the navy blue was the alternative. And I much preferred the navy blue. It wasn't quite so day glow as you headed across the pitch. Oh, happy days, not. So every time it's like, would you like to go back to school and tell the little children there now what life's like in the real world? The answer's no. No, thank you. No, no. Because I couldn't get out the place fast enough when I was a kid. I have no desire whatsoever to return now. Not for your meetups, your reunions, your speech days, whatever the heck. The answer's no. Leave me alone. I think the problem with me is that they can always find me because I still live at the same address as I did then. Many, many people don't. And funnily enough, they've clearly not left them a forwarding address, have they? Oh, excellent, Pete. They took notice of me. Scheduled for the first one next Thursday. Excellent. So is that at work or have they sent you to some silly centre? Or are you having like Coco the Clown give it to you because they volunteered? Tell me it's a proper one. And are you getting your other one in 3 weeks or 3 months? And are you concerned about the fact that the Pfizer vaccine is having production problems? How can you have production problems with that? Because I would have thought with Pfizer at the moment, you've got one job. Get the COVID vaccine out. Even more so than the other one job that they have, which is the Viagra job. Surely they've stockpiled enough Viagra somewhere. They must have done, surely. Must have done. So how long did it take you to recover in the end, Simon? Did you go back with the crutches or did you wait? We had a girl who'd broken her leg in our year and she had to have the full 6 weeks off. I think she was still on crutches when she came back, but it was out of plaster. In the other hospital in the Trust, probably Coco the Clown. Well, all I can say is, Pete, the one thing that I wish you is that no government minister comes down to witness. You know, I'll just do a hospital visit where they've got some vaccine. Because, you know, that would probably be too much, wouldn't it? Oh, 3 months or something. Nicely done, Simon. Nicely done. Well, it's Two Show Friday, isn't it? So we better head off and get ready. I've got screens to resize and data to move and things like that. So glad to hear about your vaccine, Pete. Fingers crossed for next week. You can give us news from the front line next week, how it all went. But other than that, we're going to head off and get ready and we will see you at 9 o'clock on YouTube. So for the moment, I'm saying good night from me.
And good night from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.